The first poem that I'd like to read is a group called Water Lily Fire. It's a group of poems that starts in New York in April 1958, when I saw the destruction of Monet's painting Water Lilies, one of the marvelous series of the Water Lilies paintings, the destruction of that painting by fire at the Museum of Modern Art. And the poem goes on to the present moment. And the two spans of time in the poem are the history of Manhattan and my own life on the island. I was born in an apartment house there that had had, as another of its tenants, the gangster Gypsy Blood. And that is down in the hollow near Grant's tomb and near the grave of the amiable child. A landmark in the city that has been preserved through all the changes and building and tearing down of the city. The first part of Water Lily Fire, the burning, begins with the day, the noontime, in that street. Water Lily Fire, part one. The burning. Girl, grown woman, fire, mother of fire, I go the stone street turning to fire. Voices go screaming fire to the green glass wall. And there where my youth flies blazing into fire, the dance of sane and insane images, noon of seasons and days, noontime, of my 1 hour, saw down the bright noon street the crooked faces among tall daylight in the city of change. The scene has walls, stone, glass, all my gone life, one wall a web through which the moment walks, and I am open, and the opened hour, the world as water garden lying behind it. In a city of stone, necessity of fountains, forced water fallen on glass, men with their axes, an arm of flame reaches from water-green glass. Behind the wall I know water lilies drinking their light, transforming light and our eyes sky thrown under water, clouds under those flowers. Walls standing on all things, stand in a city noon who will not believe a water lily fire. Whatever can happen in a city of stone, whatever can come to a wall can come to this wall. I walk in the river of crisis toward the real. I pass guards, finding the center of my fear, and you, Dick, endlessly, my friend, during storm. The arm of flame striking through the wall of form. Part two, the island. Born of this river and this rock island, I relate the changes. I, born when the whirling snow rained past the general's grave, and the amiable child white past the windows of the house of Gyp the Blood, general, gangster, child, I know in myself the island. I was the island without bridges, the child down whose blazing eye the men of plumes and bone raced their canoes and fire. Among the building of my young childhood houses, I was those changes, the live darknesses of wood, the pale grain of a grove in the fields over the river, fronting red cliffs across, and always surrounding her, the river, bird cries, the wild father building his sand, the mother in panic, her parks. Bridges were thrown across. The girl arose from sleeping streams of change in the change city. The violent forgetting, the naked sides of darkness, fountain of a city in growth, an island of light and water. Snow striking up past the graves, the yellow cry of spring. Whatever can come to a city can come to this city. Under the tall compulsion of the past, I see the city change like a man changing. I love this man with my lifelong body of love. I know you among your changes, wherever I go, hearing the sounds of building, the syllables of wrecking. A young girl watching the man throwing red-hot rivets, coals in a bucket of change. How can you love a city that will not stay? I love you like a man of life in change. Leaves like yesterday shed, the yellow of green spring like today accepted and become oneself. I go, I am a city with bridges and tunnels, rock, cloud, ships, voices. To the man where the river met the tracks, now buried deep along the drive, where blossoms like sex, pink, dense pink, rose, pink, red. Towers falling, a dream of towers, necessity of fountains, and my poor stirring among our dreams, poor of my own spirit and tribes, hope of towers and lives, looking out through our eyes. The city, the growing body of our hate and love, the root of the soul, and war in its black doorways, a male sustained cry interrupting nightmare, male flower heading upstream. Among a city of light, the stone that grows, stigma of dead stone, inert water, the tattered monuments riveted against flesh, blue noon, where the wall made big agonized men stand like sailors pinned howling on their lines, and I see stopped in time a crime behind green glass. Lilies of all my life on fire, flash faith in a city building its fantasies. I walk past the guards into my city of change. The third part is called Journey Changes, and is the journey among the changes of such a city, in waking and in dream. Many of us, each in his own life waiting, waiting to move, beginning to move, walking, and early on the road of the hill of the world come to my landscapes emerging on the grass, the stages of the theater of the journey. I see the time of willingness between plays, waiting and walking, and the play of the body, silver body with its bosses and places, one by one touched, awakened into, touched and turned one by one into flame. The theater of the advancing goddess, blossoming, smiles as she stands, intensely being in stillness, slowness in her blue dress, advancing, standing. I go, and far across a field over the jeweled grass, the play of the family, stroke by stroke, acted out. Gestures of deep acknowledging on the journey stages of the playings, the play of the goddess and the god, a supple god of searching and reaching who weaves his strength, who dances her more alive. The theater of all animals, my snakes, my great horses, always the journey, long, patient, many haltings, many waitings for choice, and again easy breathing when the decision to go on is made, along the long slopes of choice, and again the world, the play of poetry approaching in its solving, solvings of relations in poems and silences, for we were born to express, born for a journey, caves, theaters, the companion solitary way. And then I came to the place of mournful labor, a turn in the road and the long sight from the cliff, over the scene of the land dug away to nothing and many, seen to a stripped horizon carrying barrows of earth, a hod of earth taken and emptied and thrown away, repeated farther than sight. The voice saying slowly, but it is hell. I heard my own voice in the words, or it could be a foundation. And after the words, my chance came to enter the theaters of the world. Part four, the poem called Fragile, is from a scene which television did bring into our rooms, a scene in which a young American interviewer was speaking to Suzuki. Part four, Fragile. I think of the image brought into my room of the sage and the thin young man who flickers and asks. He is asking about the moment when the Buddha offers the lotus, a flower held out as declaration. Isn't that fragile? He asks. The sage answers, I speak to you. You speak to me. Is that fragile? The fifth poem is called The Long Body. The long body is an idea from India of one's lifetime body seen as a ribbon of images with all our changes seen in process. This poem speaks of the island of people, and here the island does become people, the people who stayed outside during the air raid drill in April of 1961. Their staying outside, they saw as a protest against the nature of war and an attempt to ask themselves and other people for some other way to deal with the emotions that make people make war. Before the Museum of Modern Art was built, I worked for a while in the house that then occupied that place. And on the day of the fire, seen in the first poem here and remembered all the way through, I arrived to see this place as a place in the air. I was coming to keep an appointment with my friend, the curator of the museum's film library, Richard Griffith, who is the Dick mentioned in the first poem. The building of the city I had as a child through my family, through my father in the building business, was involved with the building and tearing down and rebuilding of the city as it was riveted then, poured later. Part five, The Long Body. This journey is exploring us. Where the child stood, an island in a river of crisis, now the bridges bind us in symbol. The sea is a bond. The sky reaches into our bodies. We pray. We dive into each other's eyes. Whatever can come to a woman can come to me. This is the long body. Into life from the beginning. Big-headed infant, unfolding into child, who stretches and finds, and then flowing, the young one going tall, sunward, and now full-grown, held, tense, setting feet to the ground, going as we go in the changes of the body, as it is changes, in the long strip of our many shapes, as we range shifting through time, the long body, a procession of images. This moment in a city, in its dream of war, we chose to be, becoming the only ones under the trees, when the harsh sound of the machine sirens spoke. There were these two men, and the bearded ones, the boys, the Negro mother feeding her baby, and threats, the ambulances with open doors. Now silence. Everyone else within the walls. We sang. We are the living island, we the flesh of this island being lived. Whoever knows us is part of us today. Whatever can happen to anyone can happen to me. Fire striking its word among us. Water lilies reaching from darkness upward to a sun of rebirth, the implacable. And in our myth, the changing woman who is still and who offers. Eyes drinking light, transforming light. This day that struggles with itself, brings itself to birth, in ways of being, through silence, sources of light arriving behind my eye, a dialogue of light, and everything a witness of the buried life. This moment flowing across the sun, this force of flowers and voices, body in body through space, the city of endless cycles of the sun. I speak to you. You speak to me.